Our sponsor today is the Elgin Symphony Orchestra, and we want to thank them for bringing us here and for supporting our first ensemble of young performers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 95 musicians ages 14 to 18 of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra. We'll be speaking with some of the members of the orchestra in a minute, but first, let's hear them play. At the mic is the orchestra's conductor, Randall Swigham. Welcome, Randall. What have you guys brought for us?
We're doing a piece by British composer Peter Maxwell Davies called An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise.
And you've got an unusual soloist with you today.
Yes, the piece ends with bagpipes, played by Carl Donnelly.
Carl Donnelly playing bagpipes. This is a very programmatic piece. Tell us about some of the musical effects as we go through the piece.
It's kind of a picture postcard of a wedding on the island of Hoy, which is in the Orkneys, very far north of Scotland, very wild, stormy region. And you can hear the guests arriving in a storm, and then their slow march up to the hall, and then there's a procession, and then the dancing starts. And the piece is mostly dancing and drinking, which goes way through the night, and then after the musicians are getting very tipsy and pretty much fall apart, they're pretty much tipsy through the whole piece. They fall apart, and then it's morning, and the guests walk home, and it's sunrise, and that's when we hear the bagpipes coming over the hill.
Okay. Well, when you're all set, you can take it from the top. We heard Sir Peter Maxwell Davies' An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise, played for us by the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra. Our bagpipe soloist was Carl Donnelly, and our conductor, Randall Swigum. Joining me to talk a little now are three members of the orchestra. Our bagpipe soloist, Carl Donnelly, age 17, from Barrington, Illinois. Violinist Elizabeth Raisler, 18 years old, from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And clarinetist Hannah Qualls, 17 years old, from Wasco, Illinois. Really great performance, you guys.
Thank you.
And so moving and exhilarating, Carl, that bagpipe part. Is it fun playing with an orchestra? You don't get to do it that much, I would imagine.
That's correct, and it is an awful lot of fun to play with an orchestra.
Yeah, very exhilarating. I mean, it's a sunrise. What can you say?
It's great.
But isn't there a tuning issue? The bagpipes don't tune to A like the rest of us.
That's correct. We are actually in B flat or somewhere between B flat and A. And that's because the pitch has risen over the last 200 years, and now we're in about B flat. So in order to go back into A for the orchestra, I had to get a different chanter and retune the drones. So.
How do you tune the drones? How does that work?
You tune the drones by moving the slides here up and down, and that makes the chambers longer and changes it.
Also, how does duct tape work into it? It works into it too, doesn't it?
We use duct tape to cover the holes to flatten and sharpen the chanter.
So that'll work. The bagpipes look like a fullback.
Duct tape fixes everything.
Duct tape is good for all ills. You guys seem to love your conductor, Mr. Swigum. Hannah, I guess he's famous for his analogies?
Yes. One time he told us we sounded like we were throwing kittens into a fan.
Yeah. And also once he said that we sounded like our puppy had just died.
A lot of cruelty to animals with the orchestra, isn't it? That's wonderful. Let's get a little personal. Carl, you not only play fantastically, but you cook fantastically. Where did your cooking...
That really started when I was young. My parents both cook, and I just picked it up from a young age and made the world's best eggs on Sundays.
When was your masterpiece egg... making. Have you peaked
eight,
already?
Or
are you still getting 8 or 10? That's wonderful. And what's your real specialty aside?
My real specialty would be creme brulee.
Wow. We're all happy about that. So how did you become an expert?
Well, I spent a summer perfecting creme brulee, and I made it every day for 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, changed certain ingredients until I got something that I liked. So.
I think I spent a summer perfecting the Reese's peanut butter cups, but they were already made.
Yeah.
But I kept trying them over and over again. And Carl, you're a sailor also.
Yep, that's correct. I lived on a boat for 6 months. So a 52-foot steel motor sailor.
Were you on the way from one place to another? Were you just living on a houseboat, or was it what kind of boat?
No, it was a motor sailor, it was a sailboat, and. We took it up from Florida to Lake Michigan, so everything in between there.
Wow, fantastic. That must have been amazing. And Elizabeth, I guess you're a sailor too, and a real competitive sailor, yes?
Sure. My dad and I sail on Lake Geneva, where we live, and we've also been known to go to Iowa on man-made lakes there, and we really enjoy sailing together. My dad kind of acts like the drill sergeant, and we're all his little soldiers on the sailboat taking orders. Mm-hmm. And we're all very excited when we get this sail called the Spinnaker up correctly, because it's one of those things that takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, I was surprised. I guess it's not so surprising. I mean, you know, crossing the finish line is one thing, but actually getting a good head of wind up to start the race, to cross the starting line, is just as exhilarating.
Starting is actually very competitive. The race starts probably about 15 minutes before the actual race starts, because everybody's competing for the right wind, because you have to get across the start line quickly and with the best wind possible.
So the whole thing. Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, tell the story, Hannah, about this revelation that you found out what you wanted to do with your life.
Okay, well, last summer, before I attended the National High School Music Institute at Northwestern, I had to come up with money in order to do that. So I started cleaning houses and teaching clarinet lessons. And originally I was going to be a performer, but I decided to do education after I started teaching this girl, Katie, who's in seventh grade. And she just came to me at a lesson once and just really wasn't prepared, and she just seemed really discouraged. So I had her do all these crazy things to try to get her to smile before she left her lesson so that hopefully she would come back for another one.
Did you get the sense that she was taking lessons because she wanted to, or maybe because her parents wanted her to?
I thought it was more at first that her parents wanted her to.
So how did you turn her around?
I just had her do really bizarre things. So I had her try to pin a piece of paper to the wall with her air alone, like you couldn't use your hands. Right. I had her spit on paper to work on her tonguing. Mm-hmm. I had her sing obnoxiously loud. That was always fun in my house. So, Hannah, what are you doing up there? Anything to make her smile.
Yeah.
And then she was always, from that point on, just seemed really excited about it and that she wanted to be there.
Well, and how exciting for you to have that kind of feeling that you really turned her on to playing the clarinet out of doing these wacky things. I love you know, pinning the piece of paper to the wall with your breath. I mean, nice lesson in breath control and lots of fun, too.
Yeah.
Really nice having you all on the show and wonderful having
this
fantastic orchestra with us to start things off so beautifully. Thanks for being with us, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The members of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra, Carl Donnelly, Elizabeth Raisler, and Hannah Qualls.
From the Pop is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, helping young people of exceptional promise achieve their full potential through education. On the web at jackkentcookfoundation.org, and that's Cook with an E. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne.